Gave Gordon a question. What's the literacy rate for adults in the world? 50, 60, 70, or 80%? And Gordon here didn't have much of a problem ticking the right answer.
Oh, thank goodness.
80%. 80% of the world's literate. And the reason that that's important is that I've got a sort of theme running through my talks this week.
Yes.
We're trying to challenge misconceptions, preconceptions. People don't realize 80% is also the percentage of the world's children that get immunized. The world's gone further than people realize. And this morning I want to talk a little bit about one misconception that people generally have, which is to do with foreign aid. They say, oh, it goes to Africa, it gets misspent, and it gets used for helicopters and Mercedes. Actually, foreign aid from Britain gets used for reducing poverty. And we should be seriously proud as a country of the fact that we are one of the few, the handful of countries in the world that has reached the UN target. We spend 0.7% of our GDP on foreign aid, and it goes to the right places. And one of the things people say to me, they say, oh, but it goes to corruption. It all goes to corruption. Well, there is a website. I'll tell you the name of it, transparencyinternational.org, and that ranks the countries of the world by corruption. And at the top are the least corrupt. 127 countries in rank order. And if you want to know, the top two, first equal, New Zealand and Denmark. And Britain comes in at 14. Well, let's pick Ghana, because we've been talking about Ghana, and they got defeated by the United States. So Ghana comes in, surprisingly, at 63. 63, exactly halfway down, 63rd out of 127. And normally, the poorest countries are the most corrupt. Ghana's not a rich country, but it comes in at 63. And Gordon's question this morning, poor man.
Oh, here we go.
Gordon's question this morning is, the great thing about the 63rd is there's a number of European countries come in under Ghana as more corrupt. And he's got to guess what the number is. Is it, I can tell you it's more than one. Is it two countries? Is it 7, 15? Or is it 25? Are those the right ones? How many European countries?
I was in another world thinking.
I'll give you the numbers again because I got them wrong. How many European countries, according to transparencyinternational.org, and they use surveys and they contact businesses and they do journalists, and they come up with a number. And the number of European countries more corrupt than Ghana is either 2, 8, 15, or 27. Here's your chance,
Thank
Gordon.
You very much indeed. I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm thinking the wider Europe, because Europe has expanded, hasn't it? So some countries come immediately to mind, so there is my answer there. Okay? Thank you very much indeed, Peter.
Okay.
You are educating us this morning with some fascinating facts.
I'm a teacher.